We are the inhabitants of Chagos, like you, who is of use not even to be stone, like you, not even a strip of stone, like you, nor the stone of a palace, nor the stone of a church, nor the stone of an audience, like you, Leon Felipe. Although you may not be stone, they take advantage of you, because everything here is taken advantage of. Even the biggest fool will serve as a spy in this somber voyage of the shipwrecked, provoked by mermaids who bury loose stones in the depths, unstrung beads between Chagos and the West, snapped by those who brandish the power that obviates all identity. Diego Garcia, western tip of the Arc of Contention, hosts the military, but still, I need her. Not because of the remote mockingbirds, or the stray sparrows, nor the defiant orioles, nor the migratory swallows. No, I need to know what the Sixth Fleet did with her in the Indian Ocean. The coconut trees and the fishing are no more. They desecrated the conference banquet. Stranded between Africa and India, what can we do in Mauritius or the Seychelles with just £20 sterling? We are in debt to the world, lost amidst the Chinese, the Africans, the Indians, the English and the French. We are immigrants who join the feast. We are the coral atolls, removed from Victoria like extinct dodos in a coat of arms. Will we thus forget the monsoons of yesteryears and of those that are to come? Here rules the voice of invention that drop by drop has created ocean boundaries, gunshots that burst in the night and drown as if a tsunami with extraordinary rendition. To reconstruct in paperwork my history with fighter bomber planes. We drink of the truth, which is relative, and a shard of glass cuts in my memory, a piece of the red flamboyant tree, decapitated by the uprooting of its pods. There is a Gulmahar that awaits no flowers, because you are not the lost cornerstone of the temple, but you have come to seal, as if in tombstone, the intersections of my history and reinvent, with disdain, my past. We shall have to cut down the eucalyptus that might enable us to continue filling the British courts and tribunals of tenuous justice with papers and documents if today in Europe they torture by proxy. Will they send us to Syria or Jordan, to Egypt, Morocco or Uzbekistan? We must write to the empire of hidden talents that proffer eternal promise. I shall prune the maguey right down, and so never again in vengeance will you etch my name nor yours, and I shall cut down a cedar to nail with hammer and chisel the simple reciprocity that will distance me from you forever. Like a truly Solomonic island, I shall throw myself to the winds, and I shall remain adrift till I seize the sedate light of another shore, or lose myself in the current immensity of the waters, if the island offers no port. No longer shall I invoke jet-black lucky charms, nor collect more useless amulets. I shall use the fixed sign as an insult, with my fist raised high, my thumb locked between my index and middle fingers. Burn your tongue, a space of conquest rooted in falsity, so that in the heart of the night you might burnish any irrational uncertainty, and I may relish you in the incandescence of my cities in days filled with rest, without parties or cyanide capsules in case we lose the battle, without laurel leaves ready to poison the wells, or, like a hooded singing pitoui, which harbours poison in its own defence, I shall anoint my body, my weapon, in case you launch me on another voyage to lose the customs of my land.